After a cold night, skies will remain mostly cloudy as a weak clipper system moves through the region today. Snow showers will develop and move from west to east as we head into the afternoon hours of this last day of 2013. The best chance for more persistent snow showers will be mainly north and west of the Capital District this afternoon. New Year's Eve is looking quiet, dry, and cold for most of us, except for some lake effect snow in the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks. Lake snow warnings and advisories will go into effect for the western Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks this afternoon and last into early Wednesday afternoon. More than 2 feet of snow will be possible in the most persistent lake snow bands by the time all is said and done tomorrow afternoon. The clipper that moves through today will drag a cold front across the region this afternoon, leading to a favorable wind pattern for the aforementioned lake snow event. That lake event will wind down on New Year's Day as high pressure builds into our north. Snow showers will begin to develop Wednesday afternoon with a more moderate snowfall developing Wednesday night into Thursday. This will be the leading edge of a potentially significant snowfall lasting through Thursday and possibly into Friday. Wednesday night storm alone has the potential of bringing a moderate snowfall to the region, and there may be a coastal storm to deal with by Friday. As low pressure tracks from the Ohio Valley across Long Island, overrunning snows will quickly be replaced by wraparound snow, which could further significantly add to our accumulations. Things look to come to a quick end on Friday night, though, as bitterly cold and dry air infiltrates the northeast and erodes most of the clouds. With that fresh snowpack and high pressure quickly cresting along the eastern seaboard, temperatures Friday night will easily reach the coldest levels seen so far this season, with the entire region expected to dip below zero. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says no thunderstorm areas are forecast. On the southern periphery of an eastward moving cold cyclonic vortex near Hudson Bay, extensive cyclonic upper flow will prevail over the majority of the continental U.S. The associated prevalence of cold and stable conditions will ensure virtually nil for thunderstorm potential across the lower 48 states. Showers may accompany a remnant frontal boundary across the Florida Straits and Florida Keys vicinity. Additionally, lake effect convection will occur in the immediate lee of Lakes Erie and Ontario during this afternoon. While a stray thunderstorm cannot be entirely ruled out in either case, the overall thunderstorm potential with these regimes is likely to be quite limited. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 on Monday at Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood, Florida, to a low on Monday of 40 degrees below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a slight chance of snow showers after 11 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s, a north wind of 5 to 13 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. In Boston, a slight chance for snow showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-20s, north wind 6 to 10 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, snow showers mainly during the morning hours, highs in the low 20s, breezy with a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon and could gust as high as 35 miles an hour. Total daytime snow accumulations in Buffalo of 1 to 3 inches possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 61 set in 1895. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 17 below set in 1917. Sunrise and sunset data for today. This last day of 2013, sunrise at 7:26 a.m., sunset at 4:31 p.m., and for January 1st, 2014, sunrise at 7:26 a.m. and sunset at 4:32 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers, mainly this afternoon. It'll be cold with highs in the low 20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for snow showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Cold with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers this afternoon, cold with highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens with a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy, chance for snow showers, cold with temperatures in the lower 30s today. Southwest winds increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance for snow showers, cold with temperatures in the middle and upper single digits with west winds from 15 to 20 miles an hour. For southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers this afternoon. Cold with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows around 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers mainly in the afternoon, cold with highs in the middle 20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of snow showers in the evening, lows in the lower teens, and west winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, New Year's Day, mostly cloudy. Snow develops late in the day, temperatures in the low and mid-20s. Thursday, snow likely, upper single digits and low teens for highs. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance for snow showers in the morning, temperatures only in the single digits. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid and upper teens. Mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers Sunday, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.